This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. The Republican National Committee has been sending letters to television stations telling them that the TV ads created by the liberal group MoveOn.org and a similar group, the Media Fund, are illegal and should not be run. Republicans say the ads, which are critical of President Bush, are illegal because they were made with unregulated or so-called soft money. Rick Hassan, a professor at Loyola Law School, disagrees.
There's a great irony in Republicans, who've long argued that campaign finance laws violate the First Amendment, looking to those very laws to silence the opposition. The basic question here, though, is whether or not these ads criticizing the president are illegal. For background in answering that question, here are a few basics on campaign finance law. Number one, the Supreme Court has said that it is not okay to limit the amount of money individuals spend on independent advertising supporting or opposing a candidate. In other words, it's perfectly fine to buy $1 million in TV ads supporting John Kerry. Number two, the Supreme Court has said that it is perfectly fine to limit the amount of money that goes directly to candidates. So while you can independently buy a TV spot supporting Kerry, you can't just write John Kerry a check for $1 million. This rule is in place in order to prevent corruption, or at the least, the appearance of corruption. In this election cycle, Republicans have been much more successful in raising campaign funds in $2,000 chunks. Democrats used to raise fewer but larger donations from unions and others before McCain-Feingold banned soft money raising by the parties. With the president building his war chest to over $150 million, it's no surprise that independent but Democratic-leaning groups have put up their own money to run ads opposing the president. Republicans are now claiming that these independent groups should be regulated as political committees, which would limit the donations they can receive from individuals to $5,000. That means guys like George Soros can't plunk down millions of dollars to help wage a campaign against Mr. Bush's reelection. But these groups, called 527s, for the provision of the Internal Revenue Code under which they're organized, do not coordinate with candidates and parties. And, unlike the political parties, a group like MoveOn.org is not selling access to elected officials. So, according to the Supreme Court, it appears unconstitutional to limit donations to 527s for independent, anti-Bush ads. The concern, of course, is that by giving $10 million to anti-Bush groups, people like George Soros could have unfair influence should John Kerry be elected to the White House. Not to mention the fact that there's something unequal about one rich person having so much say over the outcome of an election. These arguments are worthy of consideration, but they fly in the face of existing Supreme Court precedent. The Supreme Court recently hinted that it might be receptive to revisiting these arguments, and it would be interesting to see the Republicans embrace them. But in the meantime, claims that these independent TV ads criticizing the president are illegal appear ill-informed, premature, or disingenuous.
Rick Hassan is the author of The Supreme Court and Election Law, Raising Equality from Baker v. Carr to Bush v. Gore.